Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I started masturbating when I was 15 years old. Are there any side effects from masturbating? Will my semen production stop after too much of it? I ask because now I'm suffering from premature ejaculation during sex with my wife.
Most men and women have masturbated at some point in their lives, whether during adolescence, adulthood, older age, or throughout the lifespan. In fact, even research conducted with the parents and teachers of young children shows that most young children touch their genitals for curiosity, to relieve an itch, or because they like how it feels. Masturbation is generally regarded as a healthy form of sexual expression. Men's bodies make sperm and the fluids that make up semen on an ongoing basis. Masturbating will not cause your body to stop producing sperm or semen. In case you're curious, sperm only make up a small portion of the volume of semen. Much of a man's seminal fluids come from his prostate gland and other glands called the Cowper's glands and seminal vesicles. There are many reasons that people masturbate, including for fun, curiosity, to release sexual tension, to help themselves fall asleep, or to enhance their desire or arousal. There are also different ways that people masturbate alone or with a sexual or romantic partner. While many people touch their genitals, others find that they enjoy stimulating their chest or breasts, their inner thighs, or their anus. Some people use their hands to masturbate, and others find it pleasurable to use a sex toy, to rub their body against a bed or pillow, or to stimulate themselves in the shower or bath. It's also important to note that masturbation does not necessarily cause premature ejaculation or the experience of ejaculating more quickly than you or your wife might like. In fact, certain masturbation exercises might actually help you to learn to last longer during sexual intercourse. These exercises are called the stop-start technique and the squeeze technique, and you can learn more about them on our Kinsey Confidential website. Essentially, they involve stimulating yourself during masturbation, then just before the point when you're getting close to ejaculating, you either stop all stimulation for the stop-start technique, or you gently squeeze the head of your penis for the squeeze technique. This may help your arousal to decrease somewhat before you then start stimulating yourself again and repeat the process. Finally, I would encourage you to speak with your wife about her feelings about your sex life together. It may be that she is happy with how long you spend having sex. You can learn more about masturbation and partner techniques to help you last longer during sex, in the new male sexuality, or coping with premature ejaculation. Find out more about these two books and other resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.